Bringing the world of history to a rapidly changing listening audience. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Alan Lytle, in this week for Tom Goodell. The growth of podcasts has exploded in recent years on every kind of topic imaginable. My guests today have launched their own podcast titled Long Story Short, geared toward current and prospective students at the University of Kentucky, as well as anybody else who thinks history is cool. Doctoral students Dara Vance and Cody Foster join me to talk about Long Story Short. Dara and Cody, welcome to UK Perspectives. Why Long Story Short? Why the name?
That's actually interesting. Cody and I were, we communicate often by text and by Twitter. And we were tweeting back and forth different names. We wanted it to be short. We wanted it to be sort of straightforward. We wanted it to be an example of what we do. And we make long stories into short stories, but also we try to sort of distill them down to their essence. So we went back and forth with a lot of names, and then I tweeted, well, long story short, and that's it. That's it.
Well, the fact of the matter really is that when you ask people whether they like history or not, what do they say? Oh, no, I hate it. It goes on forever. It's so many dates, so many names, so many events to memorize. If you start a story and you say, okay, well, you know, long story short, here's the story, people are going to listen to it. You can make it more fascinating in writing history in a shorter version, which is why the subtitle is so appropriately titled A Brief History of History.
And we actually have to give our dues to that. That was Brian Connors Menke, who we were talking with him about this, and he said, well, what about this for a tagline? I was like, that's perfect. That's what we do. But we also wanted to imply that we're not presenting answers or the end of the story. What we're doing is we're trying to get people interested and start the inquiry process. And then there's more information out there. And if you want to know more, then come and get involved in the history department at the University of Kentucky.
Go find Long Story Long.
That they will.
long story endless. It ad infinitum, ad nauseum.
All right. So who really is this podcast targeted toward?
We are really targeting this toward the undergraduate. And I mean, to be honest, there's a couple of levels. The first is that we're looking toward the undergraduate. We want them to listen. We want them to enroll in classes. We want them to become interested in history. So we're looking for stories in which, contemporary events that they can apply to their own life. How do I explain? Why does the vote? Why does my vote matter? Questions like that that they're asking, and they can apply a historical bent to it in order to understand it more. We're also, looking toward the community. We want the community to listen to what University of Kentucky historians are doing. UK historians here are phenomenal. We're looking to give them a broader voice to the local community. And then the third one here is really the world. We put this online. We put this on SoundCloud and iTunes.
And Twitter.
And Twitter and all of these resources. And so everyone in the world can listen. We have listeners from Australia, Great Britain, New Zealand, all over Europe. There's someone listening in South America right now.
Yes.
We have listeners all over the place. So we're really just giving a voice to UK historians.
And part of the idea of appealing to the community is we have a target demographic of 14 to 19-year-olds. And part of that is not just undergraduates, but pre-undergraduates, those students in the Lexington area that maybe are enrolled in a history class, or maybe they're not in a history class, but they think it's interesting, and they're wondering what they can do with that.
And your latest offering deals with some real spooky topics, correct? I mean, because we're very close to Halloween, so who's on this one?
Well, the theme of it, and we try to come up with very conceptual themes, and so the theme of this one is the history of darkness. And we started to dig in actually we had to sort of pick and choose who we wanted on it, because there's a lot of ways in which this can be an influence. And so we have Dr. Eric Christensen and Dr. Tammy Whitlock.
We start off with big thematic questions, not just, let's talk about Thomas Jefferson today, or let's go back to the 1800s today, but what is something we can explore that has been unexplored, that is fascinating, something that's going to draw in an audience? If you say, what is darkness? How can you even explore darkness? How can we explore it historically? So to think about a topic that can be explored beyond just a paper trail, the way people think about it, the way people talk about it, the way that it appears in murder mysteries and, crime and whatnot, that's how we're exploring in this episode. So we talk a little bit about poisons and disease. And then we move on toward the Chicago Fair and how there's a murderer walking around killing people on this dark tunnel that he's created under his house. It is a terrifying episode.
So he builds this maze of rooms, stairs, and doors. He takes advantage because he knew what was coming to Chicago. The World's Fair. There will be thousands of people, a lot of them rubes from the country, coming to Chicago. So the World's Fair, he knew all these vulnerable people from out of town who knew nothing about Chicago would be coming in. And so there was his castle ready and waiting for all these new customers.
No, it's not funny.
Maniacal laugh.
Well, and so part of what we're looking at in this episode as far as the contextual part of it is we're looking at the darkness of human nature. We're also looking at the impact of the Enlightenment. And we're also looking at the impact of electrical light, which obviously at the Columbian Exposition, the Chicago World's Fair, electrical light was a big part of this. But then we also have that physical manifestation of light coming up against the Victorian manifestation of darkness underneath the idea of sort of Victorian gentility. Dr. Eric Christensen is talking to us about the Salem witch trials, in which he's talking about literally dark times, dark, gloomy winters, and the darkness of human nature that comes out of that.
And what did Stanley Milgram say originally with his experiments? That humans have this bizarre capacity for evil in every single person. It's how they tap into that in which the evil becomes manifested. So we're exploring these kind of macabre fantasies. There's something macabre in each one of us. And so that's what draws people toward these terrifying, spooky stories. And I think, you know, Dr. Whitlock, Dr. Christensen just do a fascinating job exploring the history and telling this tale of darkness.
Two questions. How often will the podcast come out? And how in the world do you get a chance to turn these around when you both teach classes here at UK?
It's a challenge. right now, I mean, right now we're really trying to do at least a core episode every month. We want to add in book reviews. We've been interviewing authors. We had 5 books come out in, what, September?
Yes.
August, something like that. 5 books in the history department come out. And so we spoke to those authors. We want to get those out there in very brief, you know, 5-minute kind of episodes. But then we want a core episode each month. Now, next semester, hopefully, we're going to change things.
Right. We're still in the growing process. And that's one of the exciting things about the history department is they've really taken a risk with Cody and I and said, go make this happen. You're good at this. Go do it. I have a background in the fine arts. Cody has a background in the theater. And so they have seen the history department and Dr. Tracy Campbell, who's our acting department head, has seen that Cody and I have a real interest in this. And we've basically been told, go make it happen. And so we have, as Cody said, 1 episode a month right now is our goal. We would like to do it twice a month. But as you said, we teach. We have a 20-hour a week teaching commitment. We Cody is taking a full load of classes. I'm ABD and I'm done with my coursework, but I also have an additional job. I work for The Hive. So we're both very busy
people. Not to mention our spouses.
We're both married, yes. We have spouses. We have lives. We have
dogs,
families.
Animals.
I don't have a dog. You made that
mistake. You know, it's a challenge, but they have, you know, the history department here has trusted us to do this, and which is really both encouraging, inspiring, and flattering, all of those things. And so we want to do the best that we can to represent the history department, to represent University of Kentucky on campus, locally, around the world. And if we do that, I mean, Dara and I are both extremely motivated. We're very hardworking, which is why we can – how we can take a full course load and teach and do this podcast.
So part of what we've done also is we've front-loaded our schedule. And so we have at this point we've done all of our recording for the semester. Almost all of it's edited already. So we have the History of Darkness episode that's coming out today. And then we have on the 11th, we have an episode about Dogs of War coming out for November 11th for Veterans Day. We have another episode coming out about electing a female president, which should be coming out in time for the next Democratic presidential debate. We have an episode coming out in early December called Holiday Schmoliday that's going to be talking about why Christmas was illegal. And we also, as Cody mentioned, we have shorter episodes about book reviews. And then some special guests that have come on campus that we've interviewed them as well. So it's just an opportunity for what happens in the history department and on the 17th floor to now be broadcast across the world, not just kept in Patterson Office Tower.
All right. How do people gain access to your podcast?
The best way is to go to the University of Kentucky History Department website, and you'll see the button for podcast. Click there, and you'll see all of our prior podcasts and also some other departmental podcasts that have come out.
These are also on iTunes. You can go to the podcast section, type in Long Story Short. I believe it's on there as one single phrase, Long Story Short with no spaces, and it will pull it up there too. And you can review us. We're looking for good reviews so that people can stumble upon it who haven't heard about it before. Of course, you can always tweet us too.
It's at A Shorter History.
All right. Doctoral students Dara Vance and Cody Foster have been my guests today on UK Perspectives. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.